All right.
This is the Right Back to the Simpsons podcast. I'm trying to sound energetic. I just don't feel it. Everything we talk about goes right back to the Simpsons eventually. So I'm Rudy.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Oscar.
Never do that again.
Never do that again.
Go ahead, guys.
All right. Well,
you're the one that was pulling up all the topics. Don't say, okay. Well, Steve has a story of something that happened on the road. Yes.
It wasn't my road rage. Yeah. That's the weirdest part. It wasn't mine.
That was odd that you didn't do anything.
Oh, no, no. But, well, this guy was...
Let's describe the scene first. Were you coming back from work?
Well, I was on my way home from work. So roughly... I was by UHD on I-10.
Okay,
look
so
at Oscar
about
with exposition.
5 o'clock? Mm-hmm.
Wow. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, it's on 45.
And about 5:30.
That's kind of heavy traffic on
It's
that
very
side.
Heavy traffic.
Okay, go ahead.
But, you know, generally everybody's moving at the same pace. Nobody's being an asshole weaving in and out of traffic. Except this one guy in an orange Mustang that had a bunch of Texans decals all over it. And I was in front of the car, maybe about half a car length in front of me, you know, in traffic. Fucker was coming over without a blinker, just trying to edge in. Mm. And I was like, oh, fuck no. Yeah. I was like, no. Yeah. So I scooted up, and then he just drove right in there and put his nose to the car and drove right in there. I was like, all right, you motherfucker. He put his blinker on to go into the other lane. So at this time, there was a truck, you know, I was in the middle lane, and there was a truck coming on my right lane, and he was coming up in such a way where he couldn't get over, so as soon as that truck went by, I got behind him, and I pulled up beside that guy, and that guy was just like, yeah, shooting a finger, fuck you, you know, you could mouth it.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, first thing that came to my mind is like, I'm going to openly laugh at you and mock you. So I just thought, I was like, I like that. I was pointing at him, which nobody likes to be made me laughed at when they're pissed because it just pisses them off even more. So it continued like this until nobody let him over, and I kind of just stayed there. I was like, all right, you want to be a dick? So I was sitting there just torturing him the entire time, you know, just like, you know.
Oh, no.
So at this time.
You were giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, I was giving him the thumbs up.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
And I wouldn't give him
the
finger.
You were giving him the thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
that's awesome.
And then he gets around me, and then he goes around because he was trying to exit 59. So that's why he was just trying to get over as quickly as possible. So finally he got over in time to get his exit. At this time I was just pacing him, you know, just to look at him. And he, you know, he's sitting there, roll his window down. He's just shooting the finger at me and the whole thing and just cussing at me. He throws a beer can at me. But, I mean, the speed we're going and the it's not going to go anywhere. So just as soon as he threw it out, it fell down.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there just like cussing at me. I'm just like, yeah, buddy, give him a thumbs up, you know. He was just pissed. I was like, oh, that was the first time I didn't actually initiate the road rage.
I know, when you started that story, when you told me online, I was like, oh, no, I thought it would be you that you were the one who was instigator.
Nope. Zoloft. His sandwich is really tasty.
Yeah, just eat on mic. It doesn't matter.
We'll be cut.
Yeah, you won't be able
Oscar,
to hear it.
Start editing here. Mail-tastic. There is a cashier in California at a Chick-fil-A. Apparently, there's only one Chick-fil-A in Los Angeles. Because all the comedians that I follow in Los Angeles are like, rejoice!
It's like, dude, really? Everybody loves that chicken place. It's just so delicious. And you have some sort of moral, whatever argument against them because they don't like the gays. But the gays even forgive them because they make tasty chicken.
They have badass breakfast. The chicken biscuits, which just sounds absolutely crazy.
It's delicious.
It's awesome.
I have had those before.
It's just chicken biscuits. You know what I mean? It just sounds gross to me. I don't know why. But
it's so fucking good.
It really, really is. I love their chicken biscuits.
They're not biscuits made of chicken. They're biscuits with chicken in them.
I don't think you need to explain that.
You never mind. It's called filler. That Oscar will edit this out anyway. So the lady was making derogatory remarks towards Asians.
Well, no, it's because, you know, obviously when you go inside, they take your order. And, you know, when you do go inside, you know, especially when lunch, dude, I mean, lunch rush at Chick-fil-A is fucking retarded busy. But
there's a lot, dude. Even like the drive-through line
goes fast. It does go fast because they have a, like, I just. it looks like an ant mound that is disturbed with that many employees rushing around back there, and just everybody's working, so they get orders in and out really quick. Mm-hmm. Especially the one by my work, they actually have somebody standing outside the line, the drive-through line, taking your order and calling it in, you know, before you even get to the box to order. Mm-hmm. You know, so they just speed, they streamline it, so you just drive, you just, you know, it's an even flow going through the drive-through. Mm-hmm. But even when you go inside, though, you know, it's the same thing. They have every cashier is just open, but they'll take the receipt down and they write down your name on who, you know, okay. whatever they put your, they type your name in. And that's where the whole thing originated, because this one person in California's Chick-fil-A sit there and wrote the names for these two particular Asian gentlemen as just as derogatory as you possibly can, which was Ching and Chong. And I would have gone for, you know, two Wongs, because they do make a white.
Dude, wow.
When Oscar, even Oscar kind of like goes, huh?
Dude, you that's know. An awesome one.
No, no, it's not.
I appreciated it.
Thank you, Oscar.
Just like you're waking me up before you go-go. See, I appreciate that was awful. And
that,
I
was, that was
that
brilliant.
Dude, no.
That was a moment of...
No, it was...
That was a brilliant moment of clarity. I believe.
Were
that's
you stoned?
No, I wasn't.
I just smelled my shirt from the night before.
Mm. Oh, so man. Did she got fired then? I'm assuming, right?
Oh yeah, okay. I think it was a dude actually.
Oh, was it a dude? Okay, I thought it, for some reason I thought it was a guy.
But anyway, so talks amongst yourselves.
So the you want to start? Oscar has built a list as we've sat here before, pre-game.
This past Monday was a series premiere of Fear Factor. They brought it back.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch them?
I missed it.
I watched a little bit here and there before the football game started, because I wanted to see how stoned Joe Rogan was during the segments. And each one, his eyes just got tighter and tighter. And but he openly said when he got the call back for this season, for this thing, the producer texted him and said, go ahead and get some lollipops. We're starting up, because that's what he would do, edibles.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about it on Opie and Anthony, and as far as just, you know, talking about it, he's just like, what was it, like 6 years gap between from the time?
Just 8 years.
He looks like he's gained a lot of weight.
Dude, he's older.
He's older. No, he talked about how he looks a little bit more swole, but he's swole, dude. Like, he's got like a six-pack, and he's
gained a lot of weight. It's a dramatic difference.
I think he just bulked up.
He bulked up in his... And his hairline went further back, so his head looks bigger, too. So.
I'm used to hearing him on UFC to where I haven't physically seen him.
Oh,
I guess
he's on FX now.
Oh, yeah, we saw it. Right now?
No, it's coming. It's going to be shown on FX.
Back on FX?
I thought they took it off. I thought that was the whole of Fox
thing. I've been seeing the thing. It's like UFC on FX.
Oh, I got to wiki that. Okay. Oh, yeah, Fear Factor. The reason I brought it up is because... The second challenge, what I thought was pretty awesome, was they had a tub of cow blood.
Oh, okay. That's what that was? I thought it was a tub of red things.
Yeah, it was a tub of cow blood. And the challenge was you had to dunk your head in cow blood and bite cow hearts and bring them out. And the more you got, you'd won the challenge.
I wanted to see the one where they're holding on to something. It's like a bungee cord and just rips them up.
Oh, yeah, that one was okay.
That looks crazy. That would fucking freak me out, man.
That would freak me out. But no, check it out. The reason I brought it up is because there was a family member, a mom and a son.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, that was a big controversy.
They said that it was edited together.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you should have seen the way she was hugging him, man. She had the whole, like, arms around, like, your neck style. Like two lovers embraced about a kiss.
Kind of like on Boardwalk Empire. Did you see that episode?
No, I haven't seen it.
It was very creepy. Gretchen Mol practically told her son when she was like trying to make it past it. It's okay. And you're like, should I be getting a hard on this? Because it's making it awkward. But anyway.
That's what it is. And the female decided to sue NBC for the way she was portrayed.
Yeah. Oh, she did?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. She put a lawsuit in for the way she was portrayed. They'll probably get tossed out.
Yeah. Well, Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan said something about it too or something like that. Or
did he?
I don't know. No, I listened to the podcast and they were talking about it, and Joe was like, I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I watched, he podcasted it last night, actually.
Hmm. Well, people are too hypersensitive.
But the way they were edited was really dirty. Even I even noticed
it. It was weird. It was shown on The Soup. Joe Rogan was on The Soup this last week.
Oh.
And that's how I saw those clips.
It was kind of dirty. 100% dirty.
You're going to notice, you're going to hear Bud when he wants to come in after he's tired and he's already ran his course.
Yeah.
He's going to do the fake bark by the door.
Okay, Bud ran outside before the podcast started.
One of my neighbors came by to ask me something, and when I had the door open, Bud decided to bolt. And
is that the other dog still in heat somewhere?
Nah, he just wants to run around. I took him for a walk not that long ago, so he just wants to go fuck around out there. Like, he was sick as a dog because he, whatever fell out of the trash, he ate it and, had the runs for that morning.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I don't like to let him out. Because that's true. He eats, all sorts of shit. I keep him on a steady diet of dog food.
Yeah.
I don't like feeding him. I mean, I'll feed him scraps, but only I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Like chicken bones? You don't feed him chicken bones?
Fuck no, I don't feed my dog chicken bones.
What's wrong with chicken bones?
They'll choke on a chicken bone, dude.
Nah, dude, give him the big chicken bones.
There's not a big
What are bird bones? They're hollow, right? They break easily.
Sharp.
Jeez. How did you breed? That's what I don't understand.
Dude, my kids are pretty good looking, too. My wife, she's all right.
Hopefully they took after your wife.
Yeah, hopefully they're not you.
Have no just
you
eating.
Are a lump of a man.
Speaking of which...
all you do is you just donated 23 chromosomes to them children, and hopefully none of those... traits
probably
carried on.
By accident.
Yeah, that's true. It landed near the vagina. It didn't actually land in it.
They found their way in. Like the zombie on Walking Dead.
It seeped in.
Osmosis.
Nerd humor for you people.
Science!
Speaking of girlfriends, I want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg's girlfriend.
Oh, on the Facebook leak.
No, Priscilla Chan. Have you guys seen her?
Yeah. I just saw the picture that you had pulled up. Yeah,
she's ugly.
I'm
so disappointed with this dude's a billionaire and he has her.
He probably is like, fuck that. I don't fuck everything. Well, he's weird though, to begin with. So.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
She probably licks his ass all the time or something like that. And
I was just kind of disappointed with that. Her name is Priscilla Chan.
If he's a billionaire, I'd lick his ass.
Google her. Get a Google image. Because
you have the fucking iPad.
No,
in front
I'm telling
of you.
The listeners, they should do it.
The ether.
The ether. I'm the saying ether. The people they should do that at some point in time.
Well, I want to see what she looks like. I didn't see that. I saw that link, but I never clicked on it.
I'll show you. She's ugly.
All right. See.
There he is.
There he is. He does that the fake bark because he wants to come in. See? Yeah. And then he'll play coy where you go open the door, he'll run away.
Fish?
Yes, just like the fish. He'll flop around on the ground.
It's just like the fish.
Jesus. Just stop.
Oh.
So sad and lonely.
I know. It's not a lot for you.
Yeah, that was the.
He could chew on that. You could make a tea out of it, stir with it.
Trust me, there's still plenty of stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I usually grind it up all together.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would understand why you would. So, yeah, Priscilla Chang is very hot, is what you said, Oscar?
No, she is ugly. With the Facebook, speaking of Mark Zuckerberg, they had a major update, and they also introduced the timeline.
I like the timeline.
I like it a lot as well.
Because I just use Facebook to keep track of things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And or try to offend everyone in my face. Are you on Facebook, Oscar?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Well, yeah, of course you are. You wouldn't know what the timeline. Yeah. How come we're not friends?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. the cool thing, timeline, do a search for it, anybody, in the ether, and you have 7 days to edit your timeline anyway, but I recommend.
Oh, you can?
Yes, you can edit it completely.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Within the 7 day period. But
can you change time? Like I put something at 3 and I wanted it yesterday at 1?
I think it's more going by year.
Oh, really?
Your
okay,
stuff
I don't know.
Change
don't.
Your
so
photos.
I can't
and stuff.
Like say that I invented something back in 1980 and I have proof of it.
And you're somehow magically on Facebook.
Yes.
something that didn't exist back then.
It was there. You don't know the interwebs. Damn! Get the hell away from me, bud. Stupid dog. I had to wash his stuff twice. Just had a funky aura.
I don't know, but. I thought I remembered how Oscar spelled his last name, but I guess I don't.
I think it's with a Z or S. I don't know. I never really cared enough to.
C A V A Z O S.
Wow.
O S.
Where are they? They're in like second place, right?
Just do it on
second,
third. The same year we graduated. That's how.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay. I don't really. I don't really. There was a high school reunion. I went to it. Just I don't know why I went.
You went to the Fur High School reunion?
Yeah, it was.
I told him to tell everybody.
Did you go?
No.
No.
How come I didn't know about it?
It wasn't that well. Well, nobody I know is going to listen to it. It's like you. You guys are the only ones that.
But that's so weird.
Yeah, it wasn't.
What did I tell you to tell them if they asked about me?
You died in 9/11.
Yes, I did.
He flew that plane right in courageously.
Was so it? He didn't think he could fly a jet plane, but he proved himself wrong on 9/11.
Did anybody from our old high school actually do something with themselves?
Die in I think it is a die in 9/11. No.
I don't know.
That's disappointing.
No. I mean, none of us are. I mean, it's like the lottery, dude. I mean, just. I mean, the odds are everybody else is a working schlub like the rest of us.
Yeah.
I wanted somebody to, like, I don't know, be awesome. And say, I knew that guy. Like Dennis Quaid. Because he graduated from U of H.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm. They were all Houston, Houston all the way.
Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. What are your thoughts?
I would go see it just because Fincher directed it.
And also, it has a really hot rape scene. I mean, this... violence towards women.
You back down. It sounded like you're going to back down off a beat, didn't
did it? Really? Does it? Have you seen the original?
Nah, they're on Netflix.
The original.
Yeah,
are,
the original's on Netflix. Yeah. That's what I was going to try to catch. So I'm off, so I have all. I'm building up are on my Mystery Science Theater 3000. I realized I haven't. Yeah.
I didn't buy the Louis. I was going to buy that, the Louis.
Did you
read that article?
Yes. The one that he wrote?
No, the one is on Gawker. They're talking about like how he recouped all his costs.
Yeah,
you know, like within the first day. Mm-hmm. And he said, like the in right now they
as of Sunday night it was 130,000 were sold.
God damn,
130,000. He wrote it on his website. Yeah. He wrote a statement because he wrote
this
Sunday night.
He you know actually he was again he was on Opie and Anthony and they're talking about that as well. And he was as far as like he's like yeah, there's a good chance that he could be blackballed from a lot of venues because of what he's doing here. He's sitting there cutting out essentially everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just doing, you know, he's just paying for the space, paying for the camera work and everything like that. And then that's it, you know, and everything else is just sitting there comes out of, it's either, you know, once they make up their costs, the rest is profit. So, I mean, that's actually pretty cool. He's kind of reinventing everything. I mean, just like.
Well, I mean, he's using the internet model now. I mean, that's what the internet model is going to end up being.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because that's what Kevin Smith sort of did.
Dude, he created the Schmodcast.
He has his own network now.
Pretty much. That's a good sandwich.
Oscar.
Next topic.
Or do you want to talk more about Dragon?
Oh, Dragon Tattoo. Currently at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. MTV has named it Movie of the Year.
Wow, really?
But it's MTV, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, MTV.
What's their credibility, Doug?
Credibility,
like. I'm kind of interested in seeing it. I do want to see it. I do like David Fincher.
Yeah.
I thought Zodiac was horrible.
I didn't watch it. That's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
But Social Network and, of course, Fight Club is one of my all-time favorite
movies. I'm looking at his list right now. I mean, Seven was badass.
Oh, I love Seven.
I like The Game. I like Panic Room.
Panic Room was okay, but I thought it was done well, though. Overall,
I really liked Panic Room.
You get to see Kristen Stewart. I you know, for the first, like, I thought that was a little boy.
I know. I thought it was a little boy. Yeah. Her haircut just like a little boy. And her face.
Was she diabetic or something like that? Or, I don't know, she got all.
I don't know. She was a little slut.
Yeah.
Like, Mama, I can't breathe. Hey. My sugar.
And Benjamin Buttons. What did you think of Benjamin Buttons, Steve?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was a little long, and
that was my main problem with it. It felt long. It felt too long.
Yeah, it was like again, should have been called Benjamin Zipper or Benjamin Velcro.
And you're off the podcast,
that's dude. That's it. Terrible.
Just Oscar and I now. Your mic turned off.
No. Social Network. I really did like the Social Network.
I love the Social Network.
I wanted to hate it, but. It was really good. I mean, the only saving grace for it was, again, David Fincher.
Well, no, the story was good. You know what I mean? It was a great story of dude screwing over his best friend. It felt like a real story. It didn't focus mainly on the website of Facebook. It focused on Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, it kind of
what was his name again?
Zuckerberg.
It focused like on him as a person, just screwing over these people, and it he just as kind of like awkward he was. Did you see that SNL skit where what's his name?
Andy Samberg.
What's his name? Jesse Eisenberg, where he was the host and Mark Zuckerberg walked out. Yeah. That was the most awkward shit ever. Dude, I love that.
Yeah. It was.
And Jesse was like, so what did you think of The Social Network? And Mark was like, it was something. He said that like so dry and so bland. I thought that was kind of awesome.
But he has enough fuck you money.
Who does?
Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Dude, that dude's a billionaire.
I would just...
Why does he have an ugly girlfriend, dude? I'm telling you, that really bothers me.
I don't know. I mean, look at Bill Gates, too. I mean...
Melinda?
Yeah, he's not exact. Well,
Melinda's not a model or anything. I mean, she's just... Wasn't she like an old friend of his or something like that?
Yeah, they're college
friends.
That's
understandable, though. You know what I mean? Where Zuckerberg, I mean, he...
Do you imagine what it's like to be Bill Gates' kid?
does he have kids?
Yeah,
I think he has two kids.
Does he really have two kids?
I believe so.
You know, you could, again, you have, like, the...
Yeah, but, I mean, there is part of the charm of having something like this is people go, just argue about it.
That's
no,
true.
I think he's got two. No, I think he's got four.
Can you imagine how many bar arguments?
Yeah.
There aren't
any anymore, if anybody...
He's like, oh, yeah, well, Babe Ruth punched two hookers in one inning and then hit a home run and then drank 14 beers before.
He has three kids, a son and two daughters. Three. Wow, I did not know that.
Wow.
He has that I think it was at the time it was $7 million house. And it was completely computerized.
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
And dude, it's like it's 40% of it's underwater.
Really?
No, I'm serious.
Really?
Yes, I'm serious.
I want that Googled.
Yeah.
40% of it's underwater and it's like a big window. There's like a window where you just walk out and it's underwater and you look at fucking dolphins and mermaids and shit.
How
the fuck can you watch? Okay, the mermaids.
Fuck off.
The mermaids.
Just Google it.
Dude, he's a millionaire. He has them dress up like them underwater bars and
just
swim outside the
Just fuck up.
Google it.
That's all I'm...
Look, dude. Bill Gates' house.
I am nowhere near even buzzed enough to even somewhat entertain that as fact.
Dude, it's 40% of it's underwater.
You had us going until you said the mermaids.
Yes. Okay, the mermaids.
You almost sold it. You almost sold it.
You got real close.
It's like there's a window view where he looks out the window and he sees like the aquatic animals like swimming.
What you can't see, folks at home, is he's trying to make it look like he's underwater.
He was miming swimming.
Swimming.
There's like dolphins and sharks and frogs under there, dude. I'm serious. It's 40% underwater. Bill Gates. Look right there, dude. Look.
Dude, that is not real.
Right there. Look at that. If it came
dude,
into view,
that is
look.
Not.
What do you
that's
mean?
A Photoshop, dude. There's a whale and a shark and a dolphin all in the same proximity.
Yes.
It's the ocean. The ocean's enormous.
Dude, look. This is his house, man. If it was a better picture, hang on, I'll get a real clear picture.
Gonna show us some fucking aquarium.
No, dude.
Yeah,
I
that's what that was. And plus, there was not a mermaid in that picture.
Okay, the mermaid I was joking about, but other shit's real.
That was the only thing I believed you on.
See, look, I mean, this was like his first house.
Oh, get out of this house! Leave.
Windows.
The window it looks like the window symbol.
Do you want to have some? Like, pour this in there.
Sure. I'll take it.
Oh, it was almost slushy.
That's how I like it. Thank you.
The window.
I can't believe we followed you down this rabbit hole.
He's the guy who tried to tell you he had an elephant.
Yeah, he never broke character though.
Look,
that's I have to admire.
This is like a render because he would never let people into his house. So they actually rendered this. This is what it would look like because he's like a personal private person.
There's a great white shark. There's a whale shark. There's a dolphin. There's a scuba diver, and I can't tell.
You know, the sad part is
mermaids.
As I said, the sad part is he does have enough money to do that, though.
But, dude, this is true. This is, like, true right here. I did not make that up. I read an article that he has, like, a big-ass window with whales outside of it.
Oh, what is that?
It's 40% underwater.
Oh, I hate this commercial. You did tweet about that. You're the
motion capture dancer for the Kia hamsters.
Why don't more products use hamsters to sell their things?
X hamster, great free porn.
Really?
Oh yeah, I told you about X hamster long ass time.
Oh no, you did. That's right.
Tell you about X hamster lobster tube.
Lobster tube. I
lobster tube. Yeah. But to the internet.
I lost my point.
Yeah, you almost had it. It was right there. It was, and you didn't walk through a doorway either.
That's a that was interesting. How walking through a doorway, your brain
wipes
clean and starts over, and that's why you forget. Mm-hmm. That was really nice.
I sent you that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And then like that was a major news story for like a day, and I saw it on like all the major news outlets. That's the weird thing. We read it early in the morning. We read it on like a Monday, and then it's a major news story Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's like the local news is just irrelevant.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Because well, most of the time, like I said, I am always like 2-3 days max before mm-hmm. it even hits the news. You're like, I heard about that. I read about that a long ass time ago. And, you know, but it's like I used to get the paper. I was a newspaper whore.
Yeah, you were.
And I just stopped it because it's the half truth. But anyway, so it got to the point where you know I just like we just let it go. You know, I was like, well, yeah. We're not gonna renew it this month because, and they were giving it to me dirt cheap. You know, they're saying like, okay, if you come back, we'll give you home delivery 7 days a week, including you know the Sunday newspaper for $10 for the next year. Like, nah, I'm good. You know, I mean, they're like, please just buy my paper. Because I used to get the Chronicle and I used to get the New York Times. And,
oh, okay.
And
fancy pants.
Well, actually, it was really good because they had badass magazines in there. Like, yeah. Especially, like, you just, galleries.
Did you get the Sunday? Or did
yeah,
you?
I got Oh,
you
got the Sunday,
too. Sunday's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a cool-ass magazine.
No, the New York Times is a benchmark of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really, you know, just a beautiful newspaper, but... It like got to the point. I was like, I read all this news already on the fucking computer. I work. I mean, hell, I tell you when I have fucking nothing to do, so I end up just reading the whole day again. Like I said, or I'll start something new, or you know, finish that. Actually, I need to take that back to work so I can actually work on it because I have a lot of free time, and it's just incredibly boring. What are you looking at, Oscar?
I'm gathering information.
He's actually making a list of stuff for talk about.
Is we've gone twice. Ah, oh, you guys.
Again, I talked about this before we went on the air the last week.
This is
the most we've ever hung out ever.
Well, I haven't really counted because that was like, we would hang out until we started. I mean, we'd always talk about like, because again, how we were brainstorming, like we need to do something.
Always saying that, and then you brought up I had the podcast in my back pocket, but then you brought it up. It was like, oh, I just so happen to have everything ready to go.
Yeah, and then it kind of took it from there. But we were like, where the fuck do we talk about? How do we, you know, then again, it was like, but it was a whole, you know, under our fucking noses the whole time because it was at that point.
This is episode 18, by the way.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I even look at the site. I like look how many people download it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, there's some that like, there's like 10 or 12
yeah, and I'm like,
listens.
I didn't tell anybody. I was like.
Well, Oscar says he has a few people.
Yeah,
I have two people. You have two people, so.
I've got a few people at work to listen to it. One guy, Jose, he used to hang out with them. He actually used to come over after work and fucking just play video games with me here. And it was
good.
He actually, Lisa fed him as well, also because I didn't have
He's
a
like
car.
A stray.
Yeah, he was a stray. Well, no, he and, you know, it was cool because he'd get me a ride, he'd pick me up, take me to work. And, you know, so it was like, cool, carpooling. But he lives over here in this area, you know, well, he lived over here in this area. But him and his wife had split up. So he was staying at his mom's while he moved out of his house.
I think I remember you telling me about him.
So, yeah, Jose, he's a cool dude. And actually, he's fucking nerdy as shit, dude. I mean, that guy has, I mean, yeah, he's dangerous as far as, I mean, not dangerous, but he can be dangerous. And it's like, you just, like, realize, dude, there's a lot of people I work with who are just fucking too smart to be working there. But at the same time, they're... You know, I guess they're doing that because they can't get a job in their field. You know, I there are so many people at that job that have degrees. They have masters.
Who? Masters, really?
Dude, I've seen it. People, even people with, experience will get picked over people like that because I know. Try to get a nephew on Lisa's side. Try to get him in there. He graduated high school. I mean, graduated college. Just graduated.
Where did he graduate from? Because that kind of makes a difference, too. Like at my job, there's a lot of like a lot of Indians with masters, but they don't really look into stuff like that. No, from India.
Yeah.
Like those don't really, or from the like masters from the Philippines, not here. But like from U of H,
I thought you graduated from Colombia. It's like, yeah, I need a degree from this country now. Oh, speaking of that, how's Cody?
Cody's doing well.
Good.
Who's Cody?
Cody from hey, Cody. Barack Obama pulling out the troops.
Yeah, that was mandated by the treaty that George Bush signed.
Yeah, he's pulling them all out.
And they're blaming Obama for it.
Yeah, that's the news is like all up on Obama saying that Bush, he's pulling them all out.
But
this is an executive order that Bush signed.
Yeah.
And is
that,
it really?
that was the day where the guy threw the shoe at him. That's what they were announcing that day.
Oh, dude, I forgot about that. That was like the greatest thing ever.
Hey, yeah. George Bush had some fucking.
Dude, he dodged that shit.
Holy Matrix type ducking and
dude,
shit.
That was such a. Dude, how long ago was that? Like 3 years ago?
That was 2000.
What are you fucking stupid? No. Dude, it was like 3 years
Obama's
ago.
Obama's been the president for almost 4 years
now. That was 2007, 2000. Yeah, it was mid.
That was like 2006, man. 2005.
It was like last year when he dodged that shoe.
It was like a week and a half ago. He's got a swatch.
Nigga got a swatch. But yeah, that's how all the media is like. It's all Obama. I didn't know that. I didn't know
that. Yeah, it was a treaty signed by Bush
to like, bring them all out.
Yeah,
when I was like, when's
the withdrawal from total withdrawal from Afghanistan?
Afghanistan's 2014.
But we're getting the fuck out. We're not even leaving any occupying force. There's nobody left behind
in Iraq.
Yeah, that's one thing.
No, I thought they were gonna have an occupying force.
No, in Iraq. Yeah.
No, there. That's what's his name was bitching about. God, what's that dude's name? White dude. With the white hair?
Daryl's a
Owns ketchup?
You talking about Kerry?
Nah, he owns tomatoes.
Oh, this is going to be a bad joke.
No, I'm being serious. He was running for president, and he lost against
John
Obama.
John Kerry.
No, he lost
against Obama.
He lost against Obama. It was
McCain.
Him.
McCain.
Yeah, John McCain. What does he own? Ketchup, right?
He does not own ketchup.
Yeah, dude, John McCain owns some sort of something or other.
You're thinking about John Kerry. Kerry, his wife, is... heir to like the Heinz ketchup franchise.
Owns.
She's
John
like incredibly
McCain
rich.
Owns something. KFC.
Oh,
no, I'm not making a joke. I'm serious. He's
we talked about that last time that pizza is now sauce is considered a vegetable.
Yeah. Even though tomato is a fruit.
Well, either way,
let it go,
where I was going with
You're
that
not
was that
anything. It's already it's fixed.
Where I was going with that is that John McCain was really pissed that we're not leaving a force inside of Iraq.
Iraq.
That he was like, I would probably leave my people there if I were president.
You want a dog?
No, I got two. Three. I got three dogs.
Listen. You sure you don't want Bud?
Listen, as the podcast gets sidetracked again.
Sorry.
It was worse last week, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
I was starting to feel sick. And then you guys were yapping, and I just started checking my Twitter. I'm like, I'm done with it. I checked out, even. I was like,
yeah, well, and plus the fact that it was like a Cypress Hill concert in here.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't...
Loud and obnoxious.
Oh! Oh. Walking Dead.
We harmonized on that. We were like Lennon McCartney a second.
I hate y'all both.
Steve almost spit his drink out. That was funny.
He got Lodge right there. Like,
she's in the barn. Hey, dude, I got one other thing.
I'm pretty sure you got another.
Oh, God, what was it? I lost it.
Doug Benson is live tweeting Die Hard right now.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer.
I knew of his existence.
Were they going to make a movie out of it?
Yes.
Oh, they are going to make
it. Daniel Day-Lewis, is he?
No, he's going to be in the Abe Lincoln biopic.
The one that's
don't know. I saw that smirk on your face. Your mic is getting turned down.
Steven Spielberg is directing that. Dude,
has Steven Spielberg made anything good lately?
No.
No.
But he's probably going to release Lincoln Into the Woods at Night.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't. Man,
I hated
AI.
It was after I broke it down to you, you're like, I almost liked it, but you just made me hate it.
I was just thinking, wow, it was really grandiose, and it doesn't really have any substance to it, but whatever. And you're like, but they released him into the woods. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I am mad.
And it was just like, but the only interesting part about that movie, I think the sad part is we both agreed on it, that it was Teddy was the most interesting part of the movie.
What movie are we talking about?
The
AI.
AI.
Oh, AI. That was a horrible
like,
movie.
Like, he's not real, but his love is.
Father, give me legs.
I would have watched that movie.
Father.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
You know they're making another Indiana Jones, right? Dude, Munich was I love Munich, dude.
And the Terminal.
I never saw Munich.
Munich was.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. Oscar, look, see if it's on Netflix.
Okay. Munich. When you're born without a penis. That's what Munich means.
Mike is off now.
No, it's a dude.
Mike is off. Whatever. Anyway.
Mahogany is when you're in a long-term relationship. Do you remember the first time I ever, because Oscar was in this class that I was in, which was a silk screening class. Do you remember that, Oscar?
Yes, sir.
It was just basically doing nothing. We just goofed around for like two periods.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's all we did. So it was like a covenant class.
Well, I actually did.
Well, he was in there doing computer shit, doing the Corel Draw.
And that's how I got introduced to Oscar, that's right. You know,
I
Oscar
actually
and
worked
Justin.
In that class. Yeah, I designed t-shirts.
Yeah, he did design. He did the computer part of it. But I forgot where I was going with this.
I don't know where you were going.
Mahogany.
Oh, Mahogany.
Oh, okay.
And also, when...
You're saying I had the worst jokes ever.
He had the worst, and I remember he made this t-shirt, but they wouldn't let him print it.
What? I don't even remember this.
And his t-shirt to this day, as soon as I read it, I knew instantly it was Oscar's. And what it had was...
I designed a t-shirt that said...
Let me describe the t-shirt to you.
Okay, go ahead.
It was, again, he had Corel Draw at this time, so it was like thousands. I mean, at this time, it was like fucking incredible. It's like thousands of images of, you know, just random things, and you can use it. It was open source, you know, because you bought the...
Yeah.
So you can make with anything on here. So Oscar somehow made being completely racist and drug-related reference... as you could possibly put together in such a way where it was a picture of a commode, and on that commode was an Asian man with a typical Asian, you know, the stereotypical with the, you know,
slanted eyes,
exaggerated, you know, with the robe and their hands together, you know, in a, you know, such a way like praying style. And above that was this caption that said, Confucius say, man who stands on toilet is high on pot. And I was like, you know, I was like, God. And he's like, yeah, it's mine. And they wouldn't let him print it because, well, apparently they did see that it was a completely racist and drug reference. You're like, but that would have been an awesome shirt. But Oscar was ahead of his time on that one. His jokes just...
The one and only time.
Yes. That's how I will forever remember Oscar. Just horrible jokes.
And now he's dead.
Just wishful thinking. It was actually...
What game is this that they're showing? Modern Warfare 3, the highest selling video game ever.
Has reached $1 billion in sales.
17 days.
That which is phenomenal, which is faster than Avatar.
No, it was actually faster than, I think it was 13 days that it went to a billion.
It beat Avatar by like 2 days or something.
Yeah, it beat Avatar. Avatar did it in 17 days. And Modern Warfare did it in 13. To a billion dollars.
that's kind of a good year in term, but they're just like, I guess they can afford the best guys ever.
Yeah. No, there's all kinds of drama with Modern Warfare 3. As a
I know that because I heard like the first studio like broke up.
Yeah, Infinity Ward. Yeah, the lead like seven guys from Infinity Ward just got fired because they was got fired by EA.
They're making bad silk screen shirts. So Rick Perry, man. Rick Perry is the governor of our fair state of Texas and a complete and utter idiot.
When you talk about, you're just like, I swear to God, I thought it was, it really was not a real commercial when I first heard about it. I was like, this can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas in school, but gays can serve in the military. And you're just like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, are you serious? And just like the fact that he's, you were saying, you're like, what? You know, it just makes you, you know, a logical thinking person, I would assume, you know, would sit back, you're like, what the fuck are you hating on people? They're serving their country.
Yeah. Of all the people.
Yeah.
Of all the gay people, you're not out in San Francisco picking on the gay pride parade. You're picking on people that are fighting for their country, putting their lives on the line.
Now let's send all them fags to San Francisco, and then we're going to go ahead and put a big wall, keep all them fags in there, because they ain't going to multiply. We'll win it out because, you know, they can't multiply because they're fags, so they'll just die out one by one. And we got our fag problem solved right there.
Amen, I think it was because he was shooting to the Christian church people.
Yeah, it was an Iowa commercial. But there's no such thing as a local commercial anymore at all.
No.
Yep.
No, the internet, it killed that shit.
Which is just horrible, stupid, stupid thing to do, Rick Perry.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way. I really hope he doesn't win next term because he's obviously not going to win the Canada the nomination.
I don't think he's running again.
He didn't drop.
He's still
the governor.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I don't think he'll run again for governor. I think he'll...
Really? I think he will.
Yeah, he will. He ain't giving up this cush job. He doesn't do anything. Lieutenant
governor. He makes $133,000 a year.
He owns tomatoes.
I hate you. You ever look at somebody's keys and just automatically hate their keychain so bad?
Yes.
I don't know why, but I hate your keychain.
Just edit this part out, Oscar.
No offense, because probably your kid made it for you.
Sherlock Holmes came out this past weekend.
I saw the first one. The first one was okay.
I did not like the first one. The second half of it just felt like crap, I think. That's my opinion. The first half, I actually somewhat enjoyed. The slow motion fight scene, that was cool and all. But the second half of that movie, I hated. And I'm not really too excited about the second one. Only 62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I won't see the second one. When it comes on Netflix streaming, I'll watch it, but that's about it. I'm not going to go to the theater to see. The only movie I'm going to the theater to see is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I will go see it.
I don't want to go to the movies ever. I hate going to the movies.
We saw South Park at the movies. I lost my wallet there.
About $900 in your wallet?
Yes, in cash.
Oh, that's right. In cash.
In cash.
Because people rob banks, Steven.
What? You'll never go to the movies?
I don't go to the movies anymore, man. Well, I think the last movie I saw was Toy Story 3.
Oh, dude, that movie was awesome.
Schindler's Toy Box.
What?
Schindler's Toy Box.
With Kevin Smith. What is it with you and the Jews? Just let it go,
man. The Jews.
Orange Jews.
That was, you liked that one. You
highly
know
offensive,
you liked it.
Holocausto?
Octopi Wall Street. We have a detente. We'll just.
What is the punch? That's the punchline. But what is the first part of
I'm going to dress as an eight-legged sea creature and go to New York and join the Octopi Wall Street movement.
I get it. Rectum.
There you go. That was, during that. Yeah, I remember
it was
that.
All through high school. Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
We started on a field trip. Remember, we went to. I'm tapping. Okay.
That's actually a pretty good story on how where that came up, and you guys, and then
We didn't know the joke, and
exactly. then it was forever. We kept doing that over and over, and it was the
what, just, we what knew was the that guy's
that's
name.
Actually is a good story.
What was that guy's name? The teacher,
Mr. Eldridge.
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 Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where he told y'all the actual joke a couple of months later.
Yeah, he goes, do you know what I mean? We were like, no.
No,
we only know that part of the joke.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Yeah. And we were like, oh!
That was before the internet, children.
Yes, it was.
The internet was around, but
it wasn't what it is now. Limited exposure.
Yeah.
I only had experience when it was at the high school. That's when I first started using it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when you got hooked on, you're like, oh, my God, I gotta get more. It's just like the surge of information.
The dream of having that type of speed at home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then finally getting it, and it's like, oh.
I was always a bandwidth whore.
I remember it was like the greatest thing ever when I got my 28.8 modem. That was
like, those kids will never know. I was like, my fucking Wi-Fi hotspot gets better coverage than this.
My iPhone is stronger than my first PC.
Yeah.
And it's faster. The internet's way faster, of course. I can do everything from my iPhone that I want to do. You can do a lot more, but as long as I can do everything that I want to do, I think that's more than enough. So what's the next topic there?
Chipwrecked. The Alvin the Chipmunk series has grossed $1 billion.
Wow.
Which is just horrible, remember, man.
You've got kids. You're going to take them to see these shitty movies. You can't just drop them off in there.
I wish I could.
Well, my mother used to do that to us. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was a bad mother.
I saw the Squeakquel in the theaters with my kids, and that...
See, you had to go.
You have an excuse.
That was painful, man.
Why is Rudy in the Squeakquel? Get him out.
You're just like in there with the trench coat.
But even you brought it up. David Cross was like, this is just the worst experience of my life.
Why? How so?
I think it was just kind of like the act. He said, according to the article, he enjoyed the actors and working with the people, but just given that dreaded material over and over again and reading the script and trying to just be there for something you generally hate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just terrible.
It's like, I hate this movie, but I love the way this new car drives.
Yep. I've seen the Squeakquel. I hated it. That was the worst thing. That was torturous.
Was the point of the Squeakquel? What was the plot of
it? I think it was to introduce the Chipettes or something.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
And they sang that.
Balls deep in his balls over there.
Oh. And didn't they sing that song from that chick, Beyonce?
Yeah.
Didn't they sing it? It was in the commercial. I remember that. All the single ladies.
Yes.
I remember I was in a grocery store one time, and this fat boy ran by me singing, "Oh, the single ladies." And I was like, what? It was the... It's one of those surreal moments.
But you're saying that, like, with these kids' movies, man, I really enjoy a lot of the Pixar stuff. You know what I mean? And all their stuff is
Pixar, they don't... They go for a good story first, and Wall-E, they build around
Up.
It.
Up was great.
Wall-E is a weird movie.
I really liked it.
I did like Wall-E.
But it's a great movie.
I
honestly say there's not one. I haven't seen Cars 2.
I haven't seen Cars 2 either.
I never saw Cars.
I liked the first Cars.
It was good.
It had a good story to it.
I wanted to hate, what's his name? Larry the Cable
Guy.
I wanted to hate his character, but you couldn't hate his character. It was funny. And he had Cheech in there, Cheech Marin.
George Carlin was in there,
yeah.
That was one of his last things he did.
Yeah. And it was really good.
You should check out, especially the ending. It has, an emotional ending, where I thought was really, really good for the first Cars. I've liked all their movies.
Yeah.
And Monsters, Inc.
Oh, Monsters, Inc.'s a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to come out with the prequel.
Oh, you told me about that. Yeah.
That's why they moved the Incredibles, because the Incredibles was a great comic.
The Incredibles is a fun movie.
I think that was the weakest one. I enjoyed it, but I don't think enjoyed it as much. I don't know. It's just...
You keep not liking things, and you don't know why.
Explain
that's
yourself,
an ongoing
sir.
Theme for you. It's like, I didn't like it. Why? I don't know.
The story was okay. The characters were cool. I just didn't enjoy it as much.
Where is my super suit?
That was funny. I just didn't enjoy it as much as Toy Story 3.
Toy
Story 3 was a good story. You're like, holy shit, they're gonna kill me.
I know, dude. That was like the emotional punch of it, and then the claw.
Yeah, but that guy came out of nowhere. You're like, this is a pretty dark movie. But when you're like, hey, they saved him, wait, he lives. You know,
because you really thought they were gonna kill him, and dude, the fact that they knew it. You know what I mean? Buzz looked at Woody, dude, we're dead.
You
know what I mean? At that point, where they're already, they were just fighting, falling into it. They realized it.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, this is it.
Yeah,
you're like, holy shit, that's pretty fucking dark for a toy to realize they're dead.
Yep.
You're like, oh shit, I'm not gonna live that long.
Even that baby looked fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's big baby.
Have you seen Toy Story 3? Oh,
you've never seen it?
I've never seen any of the Toy Story movies.
Oh, dude, you should check them out.
They're genuinely funny. It watch all of them from the beginning. You'll see the actual animation just evolve into what it is, you know. And it's just a really good story.
Have you seen Bug's Life?
Yes.
Bug's Life is awesome.
I enjoyed all their movies.
Yeah,
I like the Bug's Death. It was the when Homer called the termite place. Because you're looking at you, it's like no, this has a Simpsons reference built in. That's why I said it.
It was still bad.
Yes, it was very bad.
But when Oscar says it's bad, that's like.
But then again, they always have the best name for stores on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. It's just. It's.
They talk about in the last season 14 just came out, and they were talking about how long it takes for him to think of a gag, and how before thinking of a gag was so useless because you would see it and they'd be gone. But now with DVD, they know that people are going to be pausing and looking at every frame.
Yeah.
Like I do.
It's sad.
It's very sad. I realize that's why my voice went down when I said it. I was like,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm enriching my life with entertainment.
I can talk intelligently about almost any subject for about 15 seconds. If you give me a topic, I can almost sound like I know what I'm talking about for about 15 seconds.
Okay. Please tell me the evolving slave trade from the Dutch on down to the late mercantile. I don't know.
I would have said mermaids. You got 15 seconds. Go with it. Mermaids.
Mermaids. They were, when people were sailing on ships, you'd be out in sea for a very long time, so they would see a lot of different things.
Scurvy.
You'd get all sorts of different diseases, too. So.
Hallucinations.
And since you basically hallucinate because your food is lacking in all the vitamins that you need. You'd be dehydrated and you just start hallucinating. Then a lot of times they would see the manatees. And they would see manatees and they would mistake them for women because they haven't seen a woman in a long time. And, you know, the boy downstairs is all ripped up so they can't use him anymore. And you see anything that's
can't
not.
Can't cut a new hole in him anymore.
That wasn't bad. For 15 seconds, that was actually pretty. I was into it. I was intrigued. Mm-hmm. You had me at boys getting ripped up. That sounded so gay.
They made him into a human penis holder.
Well, that was way worse than what I said.
What is it, pencil sharpener? Oh, God, that's bad. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I could take it darker than any.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Clint Eastwood's family is getting his own reality show. It's going to be focused around his 18-year-old daughter, Francesca. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know why.
Dude,
I thought that
he's really? Still fucking at that age, man. But then again,
that's a good point. He's
old as shit, but he looks like he can beat your ass if he needs to.
Like Gran Torino.
Gran Torino was odd.
Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Such a good movie.
Stack fucks.
Yeah, I'd stack you like a bodies.
I'd go inside and not sleep like a baby.
Dude, that was so good.
How the young priest would come around.
Yeah,
and he would just completely.
You just tear him apart.
Tear him apart.
Yeah, it was a fucking awesome movie. You got Clint Eastwood. Actually, he's just getting better as he's getting older.
It's weird how
Dude, Hereafter. Have you actually seen that one yet?
Which one?
Hereafter.
I have not.
No.
Actually, it's really good. It's a really good movie.
Netflix.
I think it's on Xfinity.
Okay.
But it was actually pretty decent. He directed that one.
Million Dollar Baby.
Did that one?
I actually really like Million Dollar Baby.
I never saw Million Dollar Baby.
Pretty dark.
Very dark. At the very end, I mean, it's fucked up. She gets like her leg cut off.
Really?
Yeah. She's in the barn. Nux?
No. You didn't even call him Knuckles. He calls him Nux. He called him Nux, everyone. He called Knuckles Nux. I can't believe you said Nux. And I've never really ever hung out with Oscar before.
I forced my friendship on you.
What?
Yeah. I don't understand what you by the cadence.
I forced my
friendship on you.
You didn't want any. You didn't like. I was like, dude, just talk bullshit. And you're like, no, I'm gonna go home. It's like, all right, I'll walk with you. I had nothing else to do. And you're like, you're not going to my house. It's like, I didn't say I was. I'm just walking with you. And you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, because in that math class, remember, you would always be asleep. I was way over my head with calculus. That's one thing I can't talk about intelligently. It was a calculus pre-cal class. Yeah.
And I got in there. I was like,
you were in the pre-class.
Yeah. They put me in there. They're like, "What the fuck? How the hell am I in this shit? I didn't even pass."
You
algebra.
Sat in the corner and slept, sitting and up like a chicken,
dude.
They got big bones.
God damn it!
I heard the song. I heard the whole song the other day. I gave my love a cherry. It had no stone. I gave my love a chicken. It had no bone. I didn't know it was a real song, and I heard it on this guy's podcast. And it's like, that's the song from The Simpsons.
But it was from Animal House.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I remember where he grabbed the guitar from the beatnik and threw it, smashed up against the wall.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
He was like, oh, sorry.
Okay, I need to rewatch that movie then. Oh.
I sent it to you. Did you see it?
No, I didn't watch it.
The Dictator trailer. It's got Megan Fox in it.
I laughed my balls off on it.
Did you really?
Sacha Baron Cohen's new film.
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen. It made me laugh. Like,
I haven't seen it yet. The trailer, but I do.
Borat was.
I made you laugh today.
Dude, I hated Borat. Out loud.
What did you? When?
I think it was the day before.
Really, you did?
I was like, you scared the shit out of me, like for a split second, because I thought you were serious.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like instantly, dude, just like adrenaline, like my.
I was sitting here saying, and then you're. That's why I had to stop and start laughing because I saw that you had that because you were in a different state. So it's like, okay, he's believing me. Turn it off. Okay.
Yeah.
End scene.
Yeah. But anyway, the laugh that you got from that is a laugh that I got from watching it. It was fucking hilarious.
Well, like Borat was just a movie. I saw it in the theater and I was crying laughing. Like the nude scene with the fat guy naked. Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
It was one of those movies that I lost my shit. Remember, were you with me when we went to see Kung Pao?
Yes. Oh my god,
I lost my shit with that movie, dude. I had to stop, dude.
You were laughing so hard that you put your sweater over your face because you couldn't stop laughing, and you were covering your mouth just giggling the whole time. I remember that.
Dude, it just made me this day that movie will always make me laugh. I don't care what mood I'm in.
That goddamn
it kills me, dude. It just fucking just makes me just guttural laugh,
dude.
You know?
I hated that movie the first time we were in the theater. You. I hated it, but I've seen it so many times that now I laugh my ass off. Like the one boob chick.
Because y'all were like, it was stupid. I was like, that's not the point. It was funny,
dude.
It was meant to be as cheesy as it looked, and like the beginning part where it pissed you off is where he punched a hole in him and the plug came out. You're like, oh, and then he kept narrating it. No, you're like, oh, that was cheesy, that was dumb, and then he starts making fun of it, and I was like, see, he's making fun of this fucking whole genre movie.
It's like, is that even possible?
Yeah, like he just came out in one big plug. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but. Did you see it? I mean, it's like all clean and
there's like organs and heart and blood.
But then I just lost it, dude.
You lost your shit in that. And then, goddamn, a wee, dude.
And then Matt,
like, oh my god.
And Matt was like, I hate this movie. I was like, no, watch it again. Why? And then I got them all to watch it again. And they're like, okay, it was funny. I was like, of course.
It's not about the notes they're playing. It's about the notes they're not playing.
And I was like, no, man, it's anti-comedy.
Yeah.
But it was truly funny to me.
Did they were always threatened to make another one, and I guess they never did.
They never did. That was like, what, 2000? Yeah, it was like 2001.
It was like the late 90s, I think.
2001.
It was 2001?
I'm going to say late 90s.
I thought it was a late
90s. Late to mid.
Go to Netflix.
Oh, it's right here.
It's on Netflix? Mm-hmm. It's on streaming? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to watch that tomorrow.
You know what is kind of funny? I actually had the disc.
I had it, too. I mean,
I rented it from Netflix, and then they put it on instant like the next week. I was like,
Dude, they move everything to streaming now.
Except for everything that I wanted to watch lately.
2002.
2002, really?
Yep, 2002.
Wow. I could have... Wow.
Dude, we were fighting the cow. dude, and they had the hole where you're squirting the milk, and it was like the whole Matrix dodge.
Yeah,
on
the
that.
Matrix count. Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between an owl and a bungee cord? My ass.
It makes no sense.
She's like, your clothes are now red.
That was funny. That was funny.
Blue. It's like, no, nobody needs their toes cut off. I mean, it's just stupid. That's what's so funny. And you're like, picks up the baby. Oh, baby. You know, you're like, oh, bye-bye.
That was funny. That was generally funny. But, oh, my God, dude.
Rolls a baby down the hill. My mom hated that movie. My dad loved it.
Oh, really?
My mom hates that movie. She'll never watch it again. And I remember trying to tell my dad. My dad laughed his ass off of that movie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, there was another movie your mom didn't like, The Royal Tenenbaums. There is a reference to The Royal Tenenbaums on this last episode of The Simpsons. They did a part where Homer went out with Bart's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, it's the Royal Tenenbaums. It's where they took him out. I watched
that
movie.
That old that it's used as a pop passcode.
It came out
reference.
In 2000 or 2001.
Yeah.
Dude, and I watched it again like about 2-3 weeks ago, and it's close to the pretty close to a perfect movie as you can get, I think.
I liked it. A lot of people don't. It's kind of artsy. Like
I like how Wes Anderson does everything so tightly, and how just the tiniest little motions are captured and things. Yeah. I just like that feeling.
Like Mr. Fox, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Man, that's such a cool movie.
I enjoyed that movie.
That's a fun movie. Good.
See, that's like back to my point. Why is it like some kids' movies can be extremely entertaining? You got like crap like Chipwrecked, and The Squeakquel. Dude, those are like torture. There's just so many bad kids' movies that it really frustrates me.
Did you see the Spy Kids?
I seen the first one and liked it.
Really?
Yeah, the first Spy Kids I really liked. The second I haven't seen. The third I haven't seen, and I haven't seen the fourth one. But the first one
there
I saw.
There are four of them.
Yeah,
I thought there were only three.
Yeah, the last one was like with Jessica Alba.
It just came out and, a couple of months ago, like 2 months ago. Spy Kids 4.
Oh, okay.
What's his name was in there too?
Cheech.
He makes them for like a shoestring budget too. So
from
I mean,
Community. Yeah. Joel McHale, he's in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude. Speaking of what's his name, Machete. Or Machete? Best movie ever.
I love that movie.
Dude, I laughed so hard.
Oh, it's so good.
That movie was plotted so much better than it needed to be. Like a solid storyline.
Yeah, it was a solid movie to top it off. It didn't need to be.
I know, dude. Just with like all the gags and shit, but that movie was so badass.
It was. Did Lindsay show her boobs in that one?
Yeah, body double.
Body double.
Yep. I read online that it was a body double.
You see how one of Playboy Playmates was trashing her?
Yes, I saw that. She was like, her pictorial sucked. The Playmate of the Year, as a matter of fact, yeah. For this year.
But she was just like, that's what it was.
Did you talk about last podcast?
We did a little bit. I think that's where the name of the episode came up, Gravy Stain. Because Steven likened her nipples to gravy stains.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Good times.
Reminiscing.
It's like if you're going to pay $1 million, you should pay for something that's actually good. You know what I mean? I mean, this is terrible. Very disappointing.
I like the trailer to the Machete movie in Grindhouse, where he's like, where's my wife and my daughter? And
yes.
Then they both come up.
Planet Terror, the first one.
I loved
that one.
Terror.
I did not like the second one. Death something.
Death Proof?
Death Proof.
Death Proof was a bit slow.
It's too slow for me.
But it's dialogue heavy because it's a Tarantino movie.
I didn't like Death Proof.
But you know, I love Planet Terror.
Yeah,
Planet Terror is. I've seen that movie like 10 times. Maybe.
Same style as Machete. Which I really
Well, Rodriguez
really like.
likes to do movies on a shoestring budget and then do all this crazy stuff with it. So.
But I appreciate it though because he's actually like a very talented. I even like that. What was it? The Faculty? I actually like The Faculty.
I never saw.
That's where Jordana Brewster first came out.
What was it? I watched, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Desperado.
Desperado, I liked. Once Upon a Time in Mexico with Johnny Depp, I didn't really care for
it. You didn't like it? Why?
A little over the top.
Too over the top.
Well, the whole movie was over
really?
The top.
Really?
That's
the whole point of it. That was Mickey Rourke's comeback movie, wasn't it?
It was like an exaggerated.
Isn't that the wrestler?
Book.
Well, that was the first movie he was in a long while, but then The Wrestler was like the one he starred in. Hmm. The Wrestler was a good movie. I like The Wrestler.
I really enjoyed The Wrestler. Wrestler was really, really good. But Shipwrecked is not going to be good. 10% Rotten Tomatoes.
How can you compare the two?
I don't know, dude. But it just frustrates me.
Why don't you just get really stoned before you go? That'd be like the only way to see this movie.
Yeah, that'll be good. Drive your daughters.
I know. Drive my daughters to the movie theater. Super stoned. You could go like this.
Is that how you sound? Is that how you normally talk to your daughters?
You girls go like this.
And then you get,
hey.
Hey, daughters. You just refer to them as daughters, even if there's only one around right now. Hey, daughters.
Oh, that brings up another movie, Expendables 2. The trailer just hit
Expendables them. Also.
Also?
It was a horrible joke.
Yeah, okay.
I stumped Oscar on that. You stopped for a second. I never saw the first one, but the second one's supposed to have more people in it.
Chuck Norris, dude. Chuck Norris is in the second one, and Bruce Willis and Jean-Claude Van Damme. I will say...
He didn't coke himself out?
Yes. I will say the first one, I thought the cast was really great, because he had like 15 people in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Thor. Thor's in the trailer. Liam Hemsworth? Is that his name?
Yeah. Like
that. Well, there's two of them. The Liam one is Miley Cyrus's boyfriend. There's the other one. There's two Hemsworths.
Miley Cyrus has a boyfriend?
Yeah, Liam. They met from the last song.
Oh, what's that?
It's a her movie.
Oh, the movie that you made. Okay,
with Nicholas Sparks Road, and I saw that on Netflix. It's bad.
Sounds bad.
Miley Cyrus. I've seen her, and she's an enigma. I don't understand it.
What is there not to understand?
The thick Southern accent. I guess she's Southern.
She thinks like Tennessee.
And then she has Miley Cyrus, and then her real name is something
Montana.
Else. Oh no, Miley Cyrus is her real name. Hannah Montana is her alter ego.
Oh, that's on the show. That's on the Hannah Montana show.
Yeah,
Miley Stewart is her name on
really?
The show, and her alter ego is Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay. I watched it because it was on TV. I was like, let me see what this is about. And like that and iCarly. And
I actually like iCarly. I have daughters, so that's the reason. It's not me being creepy.
I was just being creepy, apparently.
But I've actually seen like every episode of iCarly. And I have to generally say that I actually really like the show.
Okay.
Hannah Montana I've seen as well because I have daughters. And it doesn't...
Dad, we don't want to watch my Hannah Montana. Shut up!
I'm not a fan.
We're watching Hannah Montana!
But I generally like iCarly. It makes me laugh. It's one of the shows that I will sit and I actually like
the characters. The interesting thing about shows like that is older writers that used to write sitcoms like 10, 15 years ago can't write sitcoms anymore because there aren't any. So now they write for shows like that. So if you watch a show like that, it's generic, but it has a standard sitcom plot line.
It does. I feel that way about Hannah Montana. When I watch it, I feel very, very sitcom-ish.
I watched one of the episodes on one of the kids. This kid, they all have the shaggy haircut, so I don't know. I can't tell them apart.
On Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just like, it was completely, it was just bad. I can't... But it was like a, it was like an,
was it
like a 70s sitcom bad sort of.
Hmm. What was that movie? Sound of Thunder bad?
Not that bad, no. I saw it the other day. It was on cable. It was on Sci-Fi Network. They were showing it. And the lizard monkeys. Did you ever see A Sound of Thunder?
No.
It's on Netflix streaming. Watch it. It's so bad.
Sound of Thunder?
A Sound of Thunder. Hey. It might be A Sound, but it's Sound of Thunder.
It's bad.
It's so bad. There's a scene where it's a green screen and they're walking across it and they're walking across a futuristic city and you can tell it's 100% green screen and it's like they put the scene in and it's like, well, we'll just make it look better later. And they just never got around
it
to it. It
was for a few years.
Is there anybody in it that's awesome? Like the
there was
Frank
one.
Burns.
Who?
Not Frank Burns. Ed Burns.
Ed Burns.
He was on Saved by Private Ryan.
Eh. Vin Diesel.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon was in there too.
Hey, let's have a movie where we buy a zoo. let's have a movie where they buy a zoo. What do we call it? We call it something like We Bought a Zoo, but better.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah. Everybody okay with
Scarlett Johansson and Matt Damon?
Wow, it's like, really? It's really? We bought a zoo?
Them motherfuckers be buying fucking zebras and shit.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know. This is an edit point.
It's not coming up. Is it a sound of thunder?
It might just be sound of thunder then.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not even coming up. It's like, we didn't want that shitty ass stuff.
I was on stream. Well, no, you know what? It may just be on a cable. That may be it. IMDb at first and see what the name is.
Or IMDb Ed Burns.
Wow, they really updated. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
The update on the Xbox is...
We're looking at the Xfinity app.
No, this is the...
I'm sorry, Netflix. The Netflix app.
It's actually pretty good. It's really nice. Do you remember The One?
The Woman. Oh, yeah, Jet Li.
I am Oolong. I am nobody's bitch.
You are mine.
Oh, that was awesome. The One.
Jason Statham.
Do you remember the one where I was like, dude, let's get the fuck out of here. Legend of the Black Mask, remember? I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. This movie's horrible. You're like, no, dude, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better, I promise. And I was like, this is fucking bad. I was just like, oh, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was terrible. They made a sequel. They made a sequel to Black Mask. It's called Black Mask 2. And it's like a different actor and a porn star is one of the is one of the people, one of the damsel.
What was Black Mask about?
Oh, it's
a half too long.
It's a horrible movie. It's like a superhero movie. It's not. I don't even know. It's bad.
How do you think I even fast forward just to hear?
It's not even his voice.
No, it's not.
It's a great frame though.
Is when they start using that song.
One, there's something wrong with me. Two, let the body sit.
Really?
Yeah.
That song got used everywhere, unfortunately.
This probably gonna be a pause point or an edit new point.
Edit here, Oscar. Now.
I actually left that in the other one because it sounded awesome.
Did you? Yeah, I was ashamed to put out the last one. I didn't even advertise it on Twitter. Today, I was like, well, let me just put it up because I didn't have
it. You just missed it. You just missed it. You are mine.
They're looking at a movie I've never heard of before.
This is some alternate future. Cars look like...
Shoes.
Yeah. Or bananas.
So this is...
Doug needs a vet, quick. You just landed at a flash, nigga. You ain't gonna address that. You worry about that motherfucking dog. I want to know how you appeared out of nothing, out of a flash. Never address
the SWATs. Who was the chick in this movie?
I don't know.
What just happened?
Suppose he's meeting the world where he'll meet his wife by doing the same thing, by rescuing a dog.
Oh, Carla Guillermo, she's the chick. God, she's hot.
Who is this?
She's the chick in. She's been in so many. Sin City, another Robert Rodriguez movie that was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Where she showed her boobs.
Oh, she's the one that was a lesbian that slept with them anyway.
I think so.
Oh wow. Oh yeah, she is very. Yeah. And notice how Oscar said boobs. B-E-W-S.
She was super.
Beebs has the title.
She was also Karen Sisko, her show that got canceled after 6 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't know what's going on in this movie.
Dude, this is... That's not even his voice.
So who is this fighting?
Jet Li.
Oh, that's Jet Li.
Yeah, see, this is his other, from the other world.
What they were doing was trying to kill everyone from every alternate universe.
Because if you do that, you get...
You get their power. I mean, yeah. You get their strength. And you get, he's become stronger and stronger until you become the one where you actually killed every iteration of you from every parallel universe.
But there's like, if you do that, there's a possibility he could destroy everything.
Yeah, it would.
So that's why they were trying to stop him from doing that. It's retarded.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's really powerful. So that's where it kind of just...
Is that Papa Roach?
Yes. Yeah. I remember I stopped. I didn't like him because they were all straight edge.
Didn't know they weren't.
They weren't?
Uh-uh.
I could have been on their bandwagon all this time.
I'd put them as pop. Like, songs like this, that's more pop.
It's a song about suicide, though. Cut my life into pieces, my last resort. Suffocation, I've ever got all the words now.
I'm done.
With the one? See? See what I did there? With a wit like that, you can... Hey, you're the only one that ate. I ate before I came here, so we don't have that crashing.
No, and I haven't crashed. I've actually come around. I sobered up really quick.
Yeah.
Because having food makes a whole lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I didn't eat all that.
What else is on your list there?
Please check it twice.
Mosker.
I think we covered it.
Mosker, my bossos.
I have Snow White being racist.
What? Did you
explain that
what Anonymous was?
Oh, anonymousass.com.
No.
Dude,
we looked it up. There was nothing.
Yeah,
there was no Anonymous.
Yeah, we did last week.
Mm-hmm. Anything on the back of my, let me see, UFC fighter shot himself, Coco from Telecheck.
I don't think we discussed Coco from Telecheck.
The Rick Perry ad, we talked about that.
We finally talked about
it. Just Hulk's corner.
Yeah, we've run out of things to talk about. We have about an hour. This time next week is Christmas Eve, so I don't know if we'll have.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have.
Yeah, we probably won't have an episode where, you guys will have things to do. I'll just be trying to keep the shotgun out of my mouth.
Let me know how that goes.
Well, we'll see.
Do you like what is it?
This is a really nice stat.
I know it's done nicely. I had to re-up my Netflix. I hadn't used it in a while, and I canceled it for a while.
Hash browns. So do you guys like hash browns?
Hell yeah.
Too much potato.
Oscar.
I'm just telling you, the reason I don't like him is he's got too much potato.
Watch American Dad.
Okay.
You'll like this. Put this show on your list. You'll have a chuckle worthy.
I watched the first two seasons and I just stopped.
This has all six seasons.
Okay.
And they're really funny. Like Steve is one of the funnier characters on here, and Roger, of course.
Roger, yeah.
It just he makes
who,
the show.
Who is Roger? Built the guy. Oh.
Oh.
I did a hand motion for it.
Oh, goddamn! What the hell is his name?
Weird Al did the song about him too. Charles Nelson Reilly.
There you go.
There's a really cool. They did it over Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, where Weird Al did the song Charles Nelson Reilly.
Did he do a voice in the Transformers cartoon movie?
Who?
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yankovic?
I'm almost confident he did. He was like
almost confident.
He was like one of the jump
I love
bots.
That uncertainty.
He was like, I am almost confident. The entire Monty Python is on there.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, I'm going to be watching that and all the Mystery Science Theater. I'll be Anglophile.
Have you guys seen Weeds?
Yes.
I've only watched the first two seasons.
Is that
the IT crowd?
Watch the IT crowd.
Watch that show.
Watch the IT crowd.
You will appreciate this
beautiful.
Show.
Oh, my goodness.
It is such British
a great,
wit.
It's
a great show. He was trying to get me to watch it forever until Wadget told me about
it's
this.
It's only six episodes? Oh, 24.
Thank you, Wadget. Shout out to Big W.
And then I turned a bunch of people on to this at work, and they're just, you know, fucking loved it. Actually, Moss, the guy who plays Moss, he's going to be doing a movie. His movie's coming out.
He was in the American version.
Yeah,
they did
he can't
the
replace
pilot.
His character. Yeah. I mean, hold on. His
and I think the sales guy who follows me, his name is Dago. Man, I'm sorry, dude. I forgot your name. I was been trying to get the product from him, but I'm waiting on processing. So he listens to the podcast, so I don't have to email him. I can just say, hey, dude, I don't know what happened. We are going to buy your product. I need your product right now more than I ever needed it.
What is this product?
V Ranger.
You look at this taint while you're at it.
I'm just trying to be nice because he was very nice to us to give us a good
price.
You're looking
at somebody's taint. That's
well, he's
nice
the
gesture.
Only listener we have. Don't talk about him like that.
Oh, shout out to Steven and Anthony, my only two listeners.
Oh, there you go.
I have no friends.
But yeah, watch the IT Crowd.
Okay,
really,
I'll check it out.
And
A Sound of Thunder.
A Sound of Thunder. I think that's what it's called.
Clap of Thunder.
Something with thunder. It has a butterfly. It has
a butterfly
on the picture. Yeah, it's a butterfly effect movie too. Yeah, that's the whole premise behind it. Ooh, I just popped my pee in the mic.
Hot mic.
Like a potato.
Why is this Thursday Night Football?
Because that's what they call all of their the football games they show on NFL Network. For some reason, they call it Thursday Night Football. It might be licensing. Or maybe they just messed up and put Thursday Night Football. And to my sister, I have the DVDs if you want to watch them. Or I'll just let her use my Netflix account. Because she has a Wii, so she can put it on her Wii.
Do you still need the disc to stream it with the Wii?
No.
Oh, they upgraded the...
Yeah, the app.
Yep, awesome. Because I thought that was like really stupid.
That was the same thing with PlayStation. It was licensing. They had to have a media in order to initiate it. And then after the licensing ran out for something, I forget exactly what it was. Now you just have the app.
That's good. Because it's never been like that for Xbox Live. It just always has the app.
Yeah, that's why it was lagging in PS3. Because I had it. I told him. I was like, it sucks.
On PS3?
Yeah.
It's awesome on
Xbox.
The
online Xbox, the PS3 kills the PlayStation graphics.
I agree.
Kills PlayStation. But what... The Xbox has is the online. Online, you have so much game; it's so much easier. Everything is there. I mean, they got it right.
Yep, and the constant updates too.
Yeah,
This biggest update they did like a week ago is phenomenal. They incorporated Kinect so much more with the. It's great.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is to integrate it with the OS and integrate with the phone. So yep. That way, everything you can control everything with your phone. They're doing like Apple's doing like they have been doing
with
for
iCloud.
Years. Yeah.
I do like iCloud. I wish I'd had it on my shit. On my iTouch.
Yeah, exactly.
That I would
you
have
never found
it? No, so pat.
Even though now you've moved, you still
nope.
Well, I guess it's a time to tell you that I actually have had it the whole time. No.
Sucks, dude. Alright, I'm hoping. I don't know how to check if I have a backup on iTunes. I don't know how to.
You just have to go through. I forget what folder. I don't know what folder.
You could
probably
find one on Pawn Shop or something.
No. See, I could care less about the actual.
No, I'm talking about the.
I could care less about the iTouch. It's just my pictures and my videos. I had a lot of pictures and videos on it.
Ooh. This is Moss.
We don't know what kind of videos they were.
You're probably Moss
just videos of his junk.
Sorry, stop it. Moss is a great character.
Like on season 4, where he goes into the machine for the iPhone.
I live in the dream, Jin. Live in the dream.
Did you watch Sherlock? Sherlock is on streaming. Watch the BBC version of the Sherlock. Mm-hmm. They're an hour and a half each. There's three of them. It's really well done.
Sherlock Holmes or just Sherlock?
It's called Sherlock.
Is it kind of like the Robin Hood?
No, it's a modern-day Sherlock.
Oh, modern-day Sherlock Holmes?
It's modern-day Sherlock Holmes. BBC came out in 2010, I think. It is on streaming. They're an hour and a half apiece. There's three of them. It's absolutely worth it. It's a beautifully done show. Absolutely watch Sherlock.
I saw from BBC, I saw the Robin Hood show. That was just crap.
Oh, was it?
It's also on Netflix. It's just terrible.
I've been an Anglophile for a very long time, though. Because ever since I started watching Monty Python on PBS years and years ago.
Get off of your hip, all right? We get it.
I was before it was cool, man. I liked the English people before it was cool.
Oh, the kids
in the
hall.
Kids in the hall. The entire thing is on there now. I didn't know that. I had it that time. I was like,
now you know why I don't buy DVDs anymore.
I sold them.
Well,
I
was singing. Remember,
dude,
I was telling you.
I have two giant tubs filled with DVDs.
Remember how I was telling you? I was like, I really want to buy all this Mystery Science Theater. And I was like, I'll just get the subscription to Netflix and they're all there.
Yep.
So for $7.99, I have them all unlimited.
Virtually. You know, I mean, they're there.
Is it $7.99 or $9.99?
$7.99 for just streaming.
Okay.
Well, it's like 8
40.
Yeah, with tax.
Taxes.
That's weird how it's taxed since it's a service, though. Because when I bought Match for iTunes, it was $24.99, no tax. Because it was a service.
It's really weird on how... I still don't get how Amazon doesn't charge you tax. I just don't get it.
They don't have a brick and mortar.
A what?
They don't have a store in this state.
But like, neither does Netflix.
Kentucky. Yeah, but that's why I was saying it's weird. I don't understand how they... Oh, maybe because they deliver media too, so that's all encompassing. But if it's just the streaming, then why... He asked in vain.
Because I love the shit out of Netflix. Everything, I'm sorry, not Netflix, Amazon. I find it phenomenal.
I buy way too much.
Yeah, are you a Prime member?
No, I should have been about 2 years ago before I've bought thousands of dollars of things from Amazon weekly on occasion.
I buy a lot of stuff. The free shipping and the two-day shipping. I'm sorry, the free shipping and two-day shipping is just...
Yeah. And then how much is it for the next day? It's like a dollar or two bump for...
Yep.
Yeah. I should have gotten Prime years ago.
You should, dude. $70 or 79.
$79. And then you get all the streaming, too.
Yep. I haven't really gone through their streaming. I don't know how good their library is.
It's small, from what I understand, though.
I think it'll grow. I mean, if they get themselves an app.
I would assume it would.
Get themselves an app, put it on Xbox.
Well, I mean, if you get a Roku box.
Who?
Roku, the little...
What is that?
It's a Netflix streaming box, and it also has the Amazon store.
Is it like Apple TV?
It's about the size of Apple TV, yeah.
My cousin has the Google TV. It's really nice.
Is it really?
Yeah.
A friend has the Apple TV. I like it.
I have Apple TV expensive. 1, but yeah, I don't... I was thinking about getting 2, and then there's rumors of 3, so I was like, nah, forget it.
Wait until it's the 3 comes out.
I'm going to get the iPad 3 when it comes out, though.
Definitely. Sometime soon. I think it was like March.
Saying March, so... And, March is a good month, because Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming, Megadeth is coming, and Mythbusters.
The Mythbusters
are doing a live tour where they're doing a lecture tour.
Dude, did you hear about they shot a cannonball into someone's house?
Yeah, and it went awry, and it went into this person's house.
Dude, was like in Indiana or something where they were trying to do something, and they'd something about a cannonball. It just went shooting like fucking 50 miles from them at...
It was in San Francisco.
San Francisco, and it went like 2,000 miles an hour. It went into someone's house.
Listen to how Oscar exaggerates every point. He went from the West Coast to Indiana, and then it's like the thing's going 2,000 miles an hour somehow.
And it went into someone's house. It was like a cannonball. They shot a cannonball.
Didn't it hit their car or something, too?
Ripped
through the car. Okay, yeah. Now you're just going along with whatever's being said. But, yeah, they did have a big accident. Luckily, no one got hurt. They shot a mermaid with a cannon.
Dude, it's like 40% underwater, and he has like a big-ass window. Dude, it's true. Bill Gates' house.
There goes his mic, everyone.
I don't even want to acknowledge you right now.
$150 million is the mic is off. His
mic is off. So, yeah, they had an accident. It was about 2 weeks ago, because I heard about everything. I don't need to watch the news, because I just watch Twitter, and Twitter will tell me everything I need to know. If you follow the right people...
Yeah, you get news really quick.
You get news really... Like, the earthquake that happened in New York over the summer, Patton Oswalt was the first person to go, hey, was that an earthquake? He tweeted, like, literally, was that an earthquake? 30 minutes later on CNN, it was breaking news. So it's like, I live in a world where I got my news from a comedian in New York.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's pretty much sums it up.
And he replied to me when I said that. He made some. I forgot what joke it was. I was like, "Oh, he replied to me." I've gotten like a
treasure this always.
Take a picture of your face just to remember that. Which you,
I've every time that's happened, I'll tell my sister, and she's like, "I guess I should ask for your autograph now." Because Penn Jillette replied to me on Twitter. He said thanks because I said something nice about him, and it's like, to me that was, I'm a sad man. Let's just put it that way.
Seems so. Let it go, man.
Well, that's all I have.
I don't think I've ever gotten any autographs or anything from...
I'm not a autograph.
No, I've never gotten
You know what? I have gotten an autograph before. I went to a wrestling event, and...
Now it's an event.
No.
It's a wrestling. Never mind.
I went to a WWE wrestling event, and I won tickets from Stevens and Pruitt back in 95.
Oh, wow, really?
And they were actually there, and I got both of their autographs.
Stevens and Pruitt?
Stevens
the
and
late,
Pruitt.
The late
yes,
Stevens.
Yes, he passed a couple of months ago.
Yeah. He died.
Oh,
yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
He died.
Jim Pruitt died. Not Jim.
No.
Stevens.
Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens died.
Mark Stevens
yeah, no,
died.
He died, yeah.
No, Pruitt's alive.
Yeah, Pruitt's alive.
Yeah, I know he's alive. He's one of his gun stores right over there at Huffman.
Yep.
He's a gun nut.
Yes, I got their autograph.
Oh, wow. Man, I listened to their show religiously when I was high
school.
What
was the name of it?
Yeah.
The skit? Where's Waldo?
Uncle Waldo.
Teenage.
The Waldo. You just heard the Waldo. Cooly cool boy. Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Who was the
boner?
Locke Stevenhausen.
It was
Tubby
Boner.
Peckerwood, yeah. Boner.
It was Boner.
Lori Kendrick and Chuck Schrammick.
Chuck Schrammick in the morning, yeah.
Man.
Rock 101. But is it still Rock 101 or
nope, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know radio stations anymore. It's like it just XM ruined me.
I just listened to my iPod.
iPad.
my iPhone, I should say.
Huh. Really? I've run out of stuff.
I know, you're just... This
is my playing. List is done.
I'm running out of stuff. I think we ought to end it here.
So, okay, I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven.
I'm Oscar.
And this was the right back to the... Hey, there's this. That was the score for the Cowboys who just won. So,
yay.
There you go. Oh, we know, we put a time on it. It's not timeless anymore.